Yeah, every member gets a new mentor, someone to answer, those questions they don't cover in the sessions about ethics or staffing or franking mail or those kind of things. And Mia Love got Representative Paul Ryan, as your listeners know, was the former Republican vice presidential candidate in 2012. He's kind of already considered a top GOP star. Everyone remembers the Paul Ryan budget, of course, too. And it's a bit unusual for incoming members to be paired up with the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. Love got lucky, that's for sure. Perhaps the House leaders figured Ryan would be someone that could help out Love. Maybe they thought they would match very well. And maybe they thought that Mia Love is a rising star herself, so why not pair her with somebody who knows what it's like?
Okay, so this could be even an endorsement from the Republican Party then.
Yeah, like Chaffetz got a Nebraska congressman. Chris Stewart, when he came to Congress, had a Virginia Republican. Names that you probably wouldn't recognize because they're not in the headlines all the time. So it is pretty shocking to see that Love got somebody so high up on the totem pole already.
Interesting. Hey, speaking of Love, how did she fare in the office lottery for incoming representatives?
Not bad, actually. So, it's a bit of gambling, but that's somewhat legal here in Washington. This is how it works. So when you're a new member of Congress, an incoming member, you meet at like 10:30 in the morning in this small little conference room, and you literally draw a number out of the hat. And that's your number for picking an office. So Love drew number 17. I think there are 57 on the list. So it's not too bad. She was near the top of the list. So you pick the number, and then you really have like 2 hours to like rush around and check out all these offices that are available. Because other members who have been there more senior maybe move up to a bigger office that was vacated by somebody who lost or didn't run for re-election. They do this little kind of office shuffle. So I spent some time following Love around and chatting her as he checked out these offices. And it's fun to see that some of the members recognized her, some of them didn't, which was a little shocking, I guess, because I thought everyone knew who Mia Love was already. But she did well. She picked Canon 217. That's currently Representative Marsha Blackburn's from Tennessee's. It's got a little of a view of a parking lot, so you got that going for you.
Well, that's something, an actual view, right?
An actual view. There's a window. There's light. You can see some trees, so that's not bad. It's better than the fifth floor of Cannon, which is only accessible by a few elevators. You really have to try to figure out how to get up to the fifth floor sometimes.
All right, a decent office for our soon-to-be representative. Turning to other news altogether, kind of big news out of Washington today. President Barack Obama yesterday announced executive actions on immigration. How are Utah's members of the delegation responding?
Well, as you might expect, they're not fans. I haven't yet heard from Representative Jim Matheson, so I don't want to speak for him. But the Republican members obviously are quite upset about it. I just got off the phone recently with Senator Lee, who noted that Obama himself had previously said that he didn't have the power to do what he's saying he's going to do now. And Lee charged the president is circumventing the legislative process. He's cutting out Congress, just to do his own thing. I pressed Lee on what they would do to respond, and he said there are another number of options available, including, of course, Congress has the power of the purse, the budget, so they could perhaps attach restrictions on what can actually be enforced or not enforced, or what actions could be funded in any way. They could also hold up presidential appointments or judicial nominees. There's a lot of things that the Congress could do to try to put pressure back on the White House. Representative Rob Bishop said Obama was abusing his authority and that amnesty isn't the answer. Senator Orrin Hatch called it legally and constitutionally problematic, and that the president's fostering mistrust and polarization just right before Republicans are going to be in charge of all of Capitol Hill. So no, it's not a good response in the Utah delegation so far to the president's plans.
It's interesting, and especially the comments from Hatch, who has long been an advocate for immigration reform. I guess he's saying that Congress should be the ones to do this, but they haven't been able to get it done, right?
Well, yeah, in some ways, Hatch was a vote for the comprehensive immigration reform before. Kind of surprised some people people. But Hatch thinks it should be Congress's responsibility to you know, solve the problem. And Hatch voted for a solution he thought was the right one, or at least the best one he could vote for. But the House, of course, never took it up. It's not likely they're going to be pushing it right now with the Republican-controlled Congress when they take over in January. But Hatch just says, hey, we tried to work this out, but you never tried on your side, and now you're just going to go your own way. That's wrong.
All right, so a potential showdown in the works. Thomas Burr, thanks, as always, for filling us in on the news from Washington.
Thanks, Roger.
Thomas Burr is Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes. He joins us weekly for this conversation, and you can find a link to Political Cornflakes at our website, kcpw.org.